Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. Send you on your way. Ducks Insider from 1 to 2, the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then it's primetime, 3 to 7. Take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of continuous, live, local, regional sports talk radio. Text line is back, 503-864-6326. However, we cannot respond to you. Sometimes I like to text them back. You like to fight them.
I have a little bit. If you refresh, it sometimes works. No, it's still doing the thing.
No, I'm talking to Jill again. I got Jill on the case again.
Come on,
she's
Jill.
Helping me out. Shout out, Jill.
Shout out, Jill.
She brought us the text line back. I don't know if she did, but somebody did something. Probably somebody higher up. It was probably boss man or the engineer. Someone with real power, not just me on an online chat.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Free consultation coming up at 12:15. Get those questions in, and we will take care of you, give you free advice. We got a couple in already. At least one Seggy. We'll leave that up to you guys if you want more. But we'll start here in college football in the SEC, where it just matters more. Pow. Can you remember the last time we saw a coach that was clamored and praised and covered as much as Lane Kiffin is right now?
Yeah. He retired a year ago.
Nick Saban?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about like clamoring, like, is this guy going to take a new job? Like, he's at a place that he seems comfortable, but better jobs have opened up and everybody wants him because everybody wants Lane right now.
I mean, everybody wanted Saban for a long time. Long, long time.
Yeah.
I mean, until you get there, you know, that's kind of the deal. Weirdly enough, Cristobal was that guy. Cristobal was a guy everybody wanted over and over again.
But I feel like everybody kind of knew eventually he would head to Miami.
Sure. I think you're right.
Like Dilley is the same. And
yeah, guys eventually end up where they wanted to be. Those hot coaches come up pretty regularly. And as good as Lane has been at Ole Miss, as much as I enjoy him at Ole Miss, does it feel like it's the best place for him?
Mm-hmm.
Does, I mean, I'm asking you.
Does Ole Miss?
Yeah.
I think for now, and that's why I find this whole thing so fascinating, puzzling, hard to predict. There's no reports yet of Florida, LSU, or Penn State reaching out to him. But, you know, you just mentioned it. This is similar to our Stanford conversation of yesterday. Could this just be the best spot for him? I think the answer to that question for now is yes. I think it is. Because I think Lane, you know, start to think about what's going through his mind right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the great opportunities you've had, all right? In this just meteoric rise as basically a kid getting a head coach at an NFL job, a head coach at an SEC squad, the offensive coordinator under Nick Saban at the greatest program in college football history. Like, the opportunities you've had are unparalleled to anybody else in the sport, maybe of all time. Has anybody had as many opportunities as Lane Kiffin has had?
NFL, USC, Tennessee, I mean,
Alabama OC.
Yeah.
Now he's at his third SEC school.
Yeah. I mean,
but the thing is that each time where something has gone kind of, I guess for lack of a better phrase, horrifically wrong,
mm-hmm. well, that
he has had to go and take like two steps back mm-hmm. and re-earn his way back up there.
Well, that's what I was going to get to is that he has, great point, Jeff, like all these opportunities that he's had, he has to not only think about those, but every single one of them, with the exception of, what, FIU? Is that where he was?
I think it was Florida Atlantic.
Florida Atlantic, yeah, thank you. I always get it mixed. Outside of that, everywhere he's been has been a disaster, unless he had Saban at the helm. USC fired on the tarmac after losing to Washington State, okay, at the Coliseum, you know? Tennessee, we're going to be singing Rocky Top all night long, blown out by Florida, okay? Raiders, epic disaster. Doesn't this next move of his have to count? It's got to be the move, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I think Ole Miss is the spot for him right now. Because I have a theory. I don't think Lane's going anywhere. I think Lane is staying at Ole Miss because Lane is waiting for the inevitability of DeBoer getting fired in Bama. Now, is it in 2 years or 5 years or 10 years? I don't know.
See, I think...
But unless DeBoer becomes Saban... They're gonna get sick of him.
I think,
Lane jumps on that.
I think it could be that, or looking around at this year's current, you know, top 10 college football landscape, there's a bunch of teams that are never there, and so he's looking at it and deciding. And this is something we brought up yesterday too. I think is this year an outlier, a one off, or is this? Are we looking at a shift in the landscape and where we don't always just pencil in Ohio State, Texas, Alabama, Michigan, Notre Dame, you know what I mean? And so...
Now it's Indiana and Vandy. Well,
and Ole Miss. And yeah. Ole Miss. And so I think Texas that A&M. He might want to stick around there and put his stamp on Ole Miss in the SEC.
I don't think there's a rush to get out. I think that's a great point, Jeff. I don't.
Here's one, though, that we have. I don't think we've considered. What if Michigan fires Sherrone Moore?
See, I mean, Michigan has never seen a coach like Lane.
No,
he doesn't feel like a Big Ten coach to me. He feels like an SEC down south.
And I almost argue I like him at Penn State more than Michigan.
Again, I'm throwing one out there. Like, what if that's a job that you want? Because if they're going to make the commitment to the guy and give him that money, whoever, if Lane does decide to go, they're not going to bail out on him. But also Lane, as it pertains to money, Lane was on McAfee yesterday, and this is what he said. I've never made a decision based off of money, nor will I. I've seen too many examples in life where money does not buy happiness. So I'm never going to make a decision off of money, nor do I care about it. Jimmy Sexton, his agent, gets really mad when I say that. I will say this. If Lane stays at Ole Miss, his money's going to increase because Florida, LSU, Penn State, they're all going to call Jimmy Sexton.
They're coming calling in Jimmy Sexton.
And so Jimmy's going to go to Ole Miss and go, hey, guys.
Look what we got here.
He's clearly wanted. Give him the bump. And look, if Lane didn't care about the money, he wouldn't be one of the highest paid coaches in college football. But Jimmy Sexton also wouldn't be doing his job.
At some sort of level, base level, they all care about the money.
Yes. But I think Lane understands, though, because he did chase a job, you know, at the Raiders, and he did chase Tennessee, and he did chase, you know, these opportunities. But I think he is maturing. Now,
without a doubt.
The maturing is turning into... what he's doing to Brent Venables.
He's maturing in terms of his decision-making, but there will always be a little bit of that snarky, spoiled rich kid in him a little bit.
Do we want to work this in? Because,
yeah, why not?
Ole Miss beats Oklahoma, and Brent Venables kind of went Paul George in the press conference, and it was pretty great.
Brent Venables said we were the better team.
That's an interesting take. That's a hot take. You're a better team. I wouldn't have thought that people watching would say that. You know, I felt that one, we won at their place in weather that as a defensive head coach you would normally you know, wish for, and won by 8 points. And I think we left a lot out there. I think we should have won by a couple scores. So I don't know how he evaluated that game, that they were the better team. I mean, we had way more yards, 21 first downs to 14, and we played, 87 plays of offense, and they had one sack and didn't force any turnovers. That's a interesting take. But whatever he needs to say.
He kept going. He kept going.
I just felt like that was a good place to stop it. Whatever he needs to say.
No, he kept going, though. He added, maybe they had a better team last year, too, when we beat them. And then he followed that up. Sorry, maybe he had the better team in Oklahoma when we beat him 55-19 in the national championship, maybe. He kept going. Maybe he had the better team at Clemson when we beat him 45-40 in the national championship at Alabama. Next question. My bad. The pacing of Lane's answers where he's like,
Well, he's just like spitting facts. You know? He's like, you tell me if I'm wrong here. All right. I'm not saying I'm wrong, but you tell me. This is the information. And I think that's what makes him so sought after because he is learning from his mistakes because he's literally failed everywhere except for Alabama and FAU. But he can still have this charm, he's still a kid.
Well, and
he's not a kid anymore. But he's still kind of a kid.
And the thing, what he's doing with his coaching career is what coaches always try to preach to their players. It's fine to make a mistake, learn from it, and don't do it again.
Yeah. I love Lane. Even with his tumultuous time at USC and getting tarmac, I've always loved Lane. Went to the Raiders, and it did not go well. I still love Lane. There's just something about him that, as fellow smartass, I love him. I just do. And I
love him as the redemption story.
It rules. Part of me really, 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 really wants him to stay at Ole Miss because there's just something about that. But part of me wonders, is that the place for him? The follow-up to that is, I don't know what the place is for him.
I think he'll have the longer leash to continue to succeed and ascend and at Ole Miss than he will at a place like Florida or LSU.
Yeah, I agree.
Or Penn State.
Great, great line on the text line saying the exact same thing. The only program that may be better is LSU, but do you want to be fired after 10-win seasons? Same with the Penn State job.
Yep.
Ole Miss is a pretty sweet spot to be. You got good history. You got good rivalries. You're in the SEC. Great jerseys.
That powder blue and red.
I love
just,
that powder blue. Yeah.
It hits.
And quarterbacks are going to kind of want to play there because you're Lane Kiffin. You're in a good spot. I say for now you stay. I think he's waiting for the Bama job. I truly do.
He might be. I think he's waiting for a long time. I think old Kalen's going to be just fine there.
He might be waiting for a long time, but he has got a lot left in the tank.
Yeah.
You know, he's the old guy of the young kids.
Yes. Actually, how old is he? I think he's 46.
Boy, that's a good looking 46-year-old.
I think he's...
It's like new Brandon. He's 35 and he looks like he's 25.
Wait, what? How old?
30.
He's 35.
Dude, he's married with two kids.
Yeah.
Good for him.
No, right? I had to do it.
Lane's 50.
You're clearly not listening to me when I talk about how sexy he is.
No. He's a good-looking man, but 35. Good for you, Brandon.
Filling in on I think he was 26. I was filling in on Dirt and Sprague while Swag was out sick, and Brandon was in here shadowing me, and Brandon asked, he's like, Brandon Sprague asked FNG Brandon, how old are you? And he told me, and I had my mic off, and I literally had to go, are you serious?
Yeah, no.
And Sprague goes, why did it take so long? I'm like, because I didn't believe him.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll say this real quick, and then we'll get out of here. But this just came across on the text line. Michigan's my bitter rival, but I'm from the area. I have a friend and fan boosters and alumni. If they fire Sharon Moore, Lane won't be a candidate. They just don't have a palate for that personality unless it's a treasured alum. To be honest, I could see the boosters having Stones check the pulse on Lanning, and assuming he turns it down, they will go with a young stud who fits a similar profile to Lanning. And that's an interesting take. Kind of what Russ was saying, does Lane have the palate for the Big Ten? I don't know if the Big Ten has the palate for him. It's all, we run the football. We have offensive lines. We created the wishbone offense. I know they didn't, but...
But who's...
We love the trenches. Final score of this game is 13-10.
3 yards and a cloud of dust.
Saturday at 9 a.m. Here's Iowa versus Minnesota.
All that can be true, and Indiana's right there, and Kurt Cignetti saying, Google me, bitch.
Yeah, but Kurt Cignetti is the one guy throwing birds to the Big Ten and saying, I'm doing things differently. And Ryan Day is like, don't engage, don't engage.
But what is Lane?
James Franklin, don't engage.
But what is Lane?
Kirk Ferentz, don't engage.
But what is Lane?
I know.
That's what I mean.
Younger.
That's what I mean, dog. Like it. If you are that guy, it travels.
It really does. I want Lane to Pullman. Let's go, dude.
You damn right you do.
And in a couple of years, it'll be Lane going, Lugal me, bitch.
Yeah.
All right, we come back. It's free consultation time. Get any questions, advice you need in on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. Your life, your sports world, the past weekend, what comes next? We got some questions, a little bit of Halloween edition in there as well. So if you got some Halloween concerns, you can throw those at us at well. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. Jeff on the ones and twos. 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's time for your free consultation.
Don't sweat it. It's a freebie.
Every Tuesday at 12:15, the firm of Harris and Marang dishes advice.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Sports, life, your questions answered at your own risk. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM. The Fan.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
This is Final Consultation. Do it every single Tuesday at 12:15. Your advice, your needs are welcome. Fan text line 503-864-6326. The YouTube chat as well, youtube.com/1051TheFan. You know, Halloween is this weekend. We all ready to go?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
I am.
I had old Joe Simons told me his costume. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, crap.
Are you going to tell us what Joe's going to be, or do we got to watch on Friday?
I'll give it away. I don't care.
Screw you, Joe.
Screw you, Joe. He's going with some Lederhosen.
Ah.
A little Oktoberfest.
Bitte.
Nice. Yeah, so.
Little beer fest.
Is he going to be like St. Pauli girl?
Yeah, I don't think he's going full Renaissance fair. I think he's going the guy version. But
St. Pauli girl would be better.
Yeah. Just saying it would be better. That'd be good TV, dude. Eyeballs galore.
We've talked about.
Look, I'm not a TV guy, but I'm just saying, if you want people to watch.
We've talked about us going as each other, and I could wear like a Schmedium shirt and glasses.
Easy Rod.
And he's going to throw on a beard. And
Easy Rod. Yeah. Easy Rod.
He's gonna draw on a beard and facial hair, and you know, I'll part my hair with perfectly like he does, and he can spike his up like Guy Fieri.
He's a good-looking kid.
He is, and
I say kid because he looks so young.
Yeah, it's a perfect point here is the text line. You know, we're talking about Brandon being 35 years old and looking like he's 26. I get the opposite. When I tell people that I'm 37, they're like, damn, boy, you look beat. It's like, yeah. Look, man, I'm 41. I always tell people I got city miles. There's no highway miles in this body. Oh, it's city
great,
miles.
It's always great going to the store, too. And, you know, they got signs everywhere like, we check everybody's ID. And I'm like, here, you need my ID? And they look at my beard. They're like, no, you're good, man.
Yeah. Yeah. The when the facial hair became fully permanent, that was when the carding stopped. Like, I don't go to the liquor store very often. When I do, it was always kind of.
Yeah, me either.
Got the power
They've
stash.
They've got your
dude.
Photo up in there. What do you mean?
You got to get a power stash like me.
But, like, it was a. I remember the first time I went in there and I put a bottle down and I went to grab my ID and they were just rang it up and they're like, it'll be whatever price. And I was like, well, it's dead here too, huh? Okay.
That was a square kick in the nuts.
Yeah. I was like, not even gonna question it. And I was like, yeah, that's not happening anymore.
Question for the free consultation for the firm of Harris and Meringue here. Mm. How old is too old to trick or treat? I had high schoolers last year.
Mm. See, look, I think that's fine because I think of it this way. Don't give them crap for going out and trick-or-treating because at least they're not out doing anything worse.
Fair.
At least not yet at that point of
their
life.
They're not drinking and driving.
Well, as long as you're not the malicious teenager.
Right.
Like, if you're the teenager that's out there with little brother, little sister, that's also different.
Perfect. Yeah,
but
exactly.
If you're like 16, 17, you're going out there and you're taking the bucket that's on the porch and you're just pouring the entire thing in your bag.
Did someone not get invited to the underage drinking party in high school?
Yeah.
That's what that sounds like to me. No. The high schoolers out trick-or-treating.
Yes.
Oh, you're not a cool kid, are you?
Yeah, no, like that guy.
You don't know anybody whose parents are out of town, do you?
No, those guys, no. Don't do it. Stay home and pout in your room. I don't care. But like, I was on the opposite end of the spectrum because I was so young in high school. I was 13 years old my freshman year of high school.
So was I.
I was a little baby. So, you know, like.
Yeah, I didn't turn 18 until like literally 2 weeks before I started college.
When's your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, when's your
I'm
birthday?
I'm an August baby.
I'm a June baby. So I turned
in the summer.
18 like 2 weeks before graduation.
Yeah. Mine's obviously October, 2 weeks ago. So, I was a year behind everybody else. But yeah, like that's a little bit different, right? Like in that sense.
I think once you start getting invited to parties.
Yeah.
No matter how old you are.
Yeah.
If you're 14 years old and someone invites you to a Halloween
you're the cool kid.
A mixer, and it's not like a drinking party, but it's just like, my parents are letting me throw a Halloween party and we wear costumes and hang out on our phones all day. That's when it's over.
That's when it's over.
I think that's when it's over. You become an adult.
Yep. Yeah. I agree. I don't know about becoming an adult, but. You're an adult trick-or-treater.
Part two of Rufio's question that he asked the trick-or-treat was, what is a fair candy tax for me to impose on my kids?
Well, you have to check for needles.
And meth. I heard it's the marijuana they want to get you with.
Well, because if there's one thing that drug dealers are notorious for, it's giving away their drugs.
That's the truth, dude.
Yeah. My response was, anytime the kids are out of the room.
There you go.
But just make sure you don't take, like, because, you know, they're always going to have that one that they know is in there that they love, but, like, that's maybe a one-off in their bag.
The king-size Snickers, like, you can't take that.
No, you can't take that. They'll notice.
Oh, I can't take any, dude. My kids will know. They'll count. They'll know exactly what it is.
Counting individual pieces.
They'll know. I tried to get my wife to buy us candy at Costco the other day.
Oh, the bag?
I was going to do full-size candy bars, you know, because I...
Oh, yeah.
You want to be the cool house?
No, everybody in my neighborhood is cooler than me, so it's just like the bare minimum at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing that we would not be home to pass out candy, so then I just had full-size candy bars at my house.
Oh.
Real quick. Got found out real quick.
Yeah, I'm working.
She's like,
tonight,
we're not going to be home. I'm not buying you candy. And I was like, ugh.
Is she not a candy person?
I mean, do they got gin and candy?
I mean, you can
white
probably,
wine and candy.
You can find some.
Yeah, no.
they're those ones with the chocolate,
oh, the little
wine
chocolate
ones.
Cordials. Yeah. With the booze in them.
No, really, like there's ones
the
with
Bailey's,
like,
the Jack Daniels.
No, there's like an actual like wine one. I saw it last year. I was like, that seems weird, but okay.
There's a really nice bougie coffee candy spot, chocolate spot on. 23rd Avenue down here.
You could just sit on 23rd without saying bougie.
It's like 23rd in Everett-ish, I think, around there, kind of around the Pottery Barn. Mm-hmm. They have like alcoholic chocolates.
Like full on.
Like you have to be 21 to buy
them. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like they're like full on.
Side note, great gift spot.
Oh, yeah.
Great gift spot. Okay. It's a little extra I throw for the wife for Christmas, and I handpick them, and the people there are super nice. Mm. They're like truffles. It's expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's expensive. But I love you, baby. Mm-hmm. I love you, baby.
And just not when you're looking at Paige Sprannick six times.
We'll sneak one in here real quick. We will do a double seggy today on this. We'll get to some sports ones here in a moment. Hey, guys, I have this friend. In fact, every day he calls me friend. He says wax poetically about 67 times a day. How do I tell him that he isn't all that poetic when he reuses the same term over and over?
Would you say he's just waxing and not poetic?
I don't know if I'm at liberty to discuss this because this texter is talking about me.
Oh.
I don't think I've noticed you saying that. No, he,
oh, it's you, in like my head now.
No, hey. He does.
Oh, it's rent-free in my head now, baby.
He does. He
Whether
does.
Whether it's true or not, look, they told me don't listen to what these idiots yell at you about. Boy, that one's living rent-free right now.
Buckle up, Buttercup. It's living about to get a lot worse.
Rent-free.
You don't do it on air as much. Off air, you do.
Do I?
Yeah, I wouldn't say 67. I could maybe go 56.
Wow. All right,
and I guess if we're going to go there, it's wax poetic.
Yeah.
And I say poetically.
Yes.
Oh, it's okay. No.
I say literally. Literally is my word.
Not only do I say it too much, but I'm saying it incorrectly.
But at least you don't say irregardless.
Oh, I refuse to say that. That doesn't make sense.
I also
can't triple stamp a double stamp.
The one sticking in your head, you know, now it's in your kitchen. I had somebody tell me that, you know, I know I say literally a lot. I've tried to work genuinely
literally.
In there.
Literally.
But so, she also told me that I say literally. I don't say the R.
What, like Little Italy?
Yeah, and I'm like, do I really? And I need
some carbonara?
I need to go back and like listen to the show, or you guys let me know. Do I? I'm aware. I say literally a lot. That is my word that I hang on to. Sorry. Everybody has them. When you do this for a living, you have these stupid words that just stick in there.
I did see a meme yesterday online that was talking about you will always date yourself and out yourself for your age for whatever stupid slang you still hold on to.
Yeah.
Man, I say hella all the time.
Yeah.
I say hella.
I got a lot of bros.
You are a lot of bro.
A lot of bro.
You are a lot of bro.
Bro.
You and my 9-year-old.
Yep. It's
bro.
It's,
bro.
Well,
bro.
They do a little more bruh.
No, my kids are hard O.
Oh, they hard O?
Bro.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Bro.
I've heard a lot of bruh too in there too. So that's the Southern California in me that will never go away. Never, ever, ever go away is bro.
Yeah, hella with me forever.
I had to break myself of dude. Dude was one that never any cowabungas.
Yeah, dude is tough because like women don't like being called dude.
See, I will stand. When
sometimes my middle
10 toes down. Dude is it does not pertain to sex.
Yeah, maybe in your mind
gender.
It's
gender neutral. It covers everyone.
But I think there's a lot of women out there that disagree with you, Daniel.
They need to let it go. Like, dude.
Oh, they need to let it go.
Dude.
They need to let it go. It's not that you need to let it go.
Bro is not gender neutral. Dude is. Dude is gender neutral.
All right, we come back. Part two of free consultation. We got some more questions. Another Halloween came across the board, so we're having fun here. Stick with us. But before we do that, we'll toss it over to the kahuna there. He's got sports for you.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ever, Jerry.
All right, we're here with free consultation. Last call, 503-864-6326 to get your stuff in. You want to throw another Halloween in here? You want to go sportsy? What do you guys want to do?
I do love how everybody is picked up on all of our little ticks.
Well, it's what happens, man. It's like, you know, I've been very fortunate to fill in on primetime over the years when I was a weekly host and not a daily host. And I would get done with shows and like do a show with Jason or something and be like, man, that was a really great show. And someone's like, this guy sucks. Where is Rob? I need Isaac right now. And what happens is you get in routines, you know, you just you get stuck with something and you're used to it. And it's not that like primetime from 3 to 7 is part of your identity, but for the hour and a half you're driving home, damn sure is a part of your life.
Yeah.
And so you get kind of used to stuff and you can pick up on ticks and things like that, especially if you suffer through us every single day from 10 to 1 on Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it.
No, we all get in our routines. Like I said, I say literally, and now I'm being very emphasis on the instead of literally.
It's literally called Wyoming.
Yeah, there you go. I don't think I do that, but she said I do, and so now it's she, like I said, in my kitchen. Can't figure it out. It's tough.
Consultation question. What's your opinion of the Terry Bradshaw incident Sunday talking about Andy Reid? Did you hear this?
No.
He talked about how he accidentally dialed his pig guy instead of trying to call Andy Reid. It was a very awkward situation, and Howie Long was sitting next to him, who usually bails him out.
Sure.
He kind of does the Herbie Corso thing,
yeah,
where he's kind of like, all right, Grandpa, let's get
you
to bed.
We'll walk you on back.
We'll walk you on back. And Howie's just sitting there like, what are you talking about? Terry Bradshaw attempted to call Andy Reid and accidentally called his pig guy.
See, now I think we're bearing the lead here. He has a pig guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the question is, like, is he drunk? Is the brain going?
Yes,
are
yes.
we just Lee Corsoing it out there?
Yes.
Terry, this was the first year I'm really starting to see it with him. I've always kind of seen it. He used to go on like Cowherd a lot when we had Cowherd on the station, and I would hear him on that, and he would talk ball. Like Jimmy Johnson was the same, and they would always talk ball, and they were kind of fun to listen to. But both him and Jimmy they're kind of getting old.
Well, Terry, I was just looking. He's 77, and he's also from Shreveport, Louisiana, which. 77 from Louisiana, you might as well be 107. That's
yeah, I don't know if they set you up to succeed on that one.
Yeah, no. It's
does have 4 Super Bowl rings.
And, look.
Can't spell cat if you spot him a C or a T, but he's got 4 rings.
But he got 4 rings.
He got 4 rings.
I do love
that's the greatest
troll. I've never heard that before.
You've never heard
that? No, that's fantastic. Great.
There's a player for the Dallas Cowboys, okay? The Steelers are going for, I believe it's their 3rd Super Bowl, okay? So they've won 2, and then Dallas wins the Super Bowl, okay? And then now it's the Steelers who end up winning their 3rd. I think it's their 3rd. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, YouTube or text line out there.
Oh, somebody will find out.
And they're playing the Cowboys, or maybe it's for, I don't know. Anyway. Mm. The Steelers are playing the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, and a Cowboys player says Terry Bradshaw is so dumb that he couldn't spell cat if you spotted him a C or a T. And Terry Bradshaw threw like 3 touchdowns in that Super Bowl, and they routed Dallas. And Terry was like, I don't care.
But that's the thing. It's like,
I don't care.
He'll flat out. I mean, again, you know.
Even in the 70s, Terry Bradshaw was like, Google me, bitch.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Dude. Pretty much.
Don't matter if you can't spell, but you can throw that thing.
You know what I can spell? TD.
Yeah.
Yeah, TD.
That, see, that'd be a pretty funny line. That man can't spell touchdown, even if you, or you can't spell TD even if you give him the TD.
Another question. I am a non-Halloween costume guy. Not because I'm too cool, but it's just a lot of work. Anyways, Suk had a good point yesterday. If you go to a Halloween party with no costume, that's creepy. You are just there to gawk at the women in costumes. Agree? Yes or no?
I mean, it depends on what, like, the parties we go to at our fine ages. I don't think it's the horny / slutty anything anymore. Now, you might find a
sometimes I dress up like horny or slutty nurse.
But you know,
I got a costume at home still.
Look, we don't kink shame here.
I don't know if that costume fits. I just had a revelation in my brain that I don't know if my sexy nurse costume fits this fat booty anymore.
I mean,
it was pretty nice. I wore it under my cap and gown at graduation in college.
How'd that go?
Great, dude. You should see, there's this awesome picture of me with long hair, and I've got it spread open. I'm doing the, like, sexy dance with, like, a cigarette in my hand and, like, a bevy in my other hand.
Should I just, like, wrap myself in caution tape and just call it a cautionary tale?
That works. That works. I don't think you're being creepy.
Again, it depends on what party you're going to.
But I don't think you should go to...
If you're going to the college party and you're a little bit older... Yeah, it's creeper bus.
I don't think you should go to a costume party if you, like, put in the minimal effort. Like, do the Jim Halper, and you've got three dots on a white shirt, and you're a three-hole punch. Or wear a name tag that says John when your name is Jim. You know, like, well, at least do something.
Look, and...
My buddy, whenever he can't figure it out, he goes as Doug. Because he just wraps the belt around his head and calls it a day.
But look, let's face it. Halloween is that one time a year... Where, I hope my wife isn't listening. You go out to a Halloween party, and look, it's okay to gawk because all of those women that are there in their slutty whatever outfits, they put those on for a reason because they want to wear the slutty outfit for you to gawk at.
Right.
That might not be a popular take.
We're teetering on
the... I know, we're teetering.
You know where we're going.
We're getting pretty close here. But I mean,
but I see what you're saying. I mean, we do. I mean, as long as you are respectful.
Yeah. I'm not saying be a dirtbag.
No, I think we're being slutty to be
it's
slutty.
Okay to window shop.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not going as Guy Fieri.
You should.
Monsters.
You should.
That would be pretty. You could pull off the mayor of Flavortown.
You could go as Terry Boyd.
Hey, there you go. I'll go as Terry Boyd.
6 to 1, half dozen of them.
Could you go as Terry Boyd going as...
Guy Fieri.
It's like I was talking with Johnny.
Gotta get out of here, guys. I'm late for getting home early.
I was talking with Johnny Ludds over there, and he was asking me, he was telling me he loves it when I do an impression of Brandon Sprague doing an impression of me. I was listening to the boys in the morning. So the impression of an impression, or dressing up as somebody dressing up as somebody else, is fantastic. We'll get out on this one.
That's most of my impressions, is a Saturday Night Live impression of somebody doing somebody else.
What's Chris Farley's character, Van down by the river, Foley?
Matt Foley.
I thought about Matt Foley.
I got some paper here.
I got plenty of jackets that don't fit.
Be a lot better if you use it for writing instead of rolling doobies.
Just tape up the glasses, call it good.
Hey, I can't tell. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
We'll get out of here on this one. As a former bartender, I hope you can help me on this one. I'm working a private event at my local bourbon bar on Halloween. That sounds fun. It's a wedding rehearsal dinner, not a costume party. Should I dress up or just wear the catering blacks?
I mean, if you're the only one.
First of all, what does your boss say?
Yeah,
exactly.
First question.
Well, like, how big is this party? How involved is catering staff and such?
Do they know you?
Exactly. Are you buddies with everybody there?
Because this has potential to be great. If you rock a great costume and you're the only one there, it could be good. But also, you could piss off a wedding party.
Don't be like Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls.
Yes. Yeah. So it's very much there's some risk. I mean, there's a reward here.
Mm-hmm.
You could be, hey, the host, hostess, whoever, you know, that was there. Nobody else had one on. They killed it.
I think it's also what you do, you know? Like, if you are a male and dress up as a slutty nurse, I think you're going to nail it.
Yeah, right?
I think you're going to absolutely nail it. But if you decide to be like a
Frankenstein?
A traffic cone or Frankenstein, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta nail it. If you are Van down by the river, Matt Foley, Yeah, you might nail it.
You know what I mean?
If you're the size of that, you know, if you got the body frame.
Yeah.
Because you can't be like a stick bean, you know? You can't be Johnny Martin out there.
You got to have some girth.
As Matt Foley.
Although it would be pretty funny to see Johnny in like a giant jacket, like just swimming in it.
By the way, update. Of course, my wife was listening.
Mm. Busted. My wife stopped listening months ago. Mm. I still love you, baby, just in case she is.
Yeah, there you go. Nice save.
I know.
Tough out here.
I'm ready for Halloween, dude. My kid's going to be Happy Gilmore. I'm going to be Otto. I found out his name is Otto.
The dirtbag caddy.
The homeless caddy.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it's supposed to rain on Halloween, and I want to walk around in the one sock.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to destroy a sock and potentially my foot.
Oh, yeah. Especially that.
So I don't know. I might do it here for funsies, but I don't know if I'll do it.
Yeah, you wanted to be Bad Bunny caddy, and I know.
Why not?
Well, I'm going to go a little Caddyshack for you. You know, Bill Murray asking about the pool.
Yeah.
You're more of a pond guy.
Yeah, that's definitely
Bad Bunny's true. The pool. Otto's the pond guy.
Go skinny dipping in the cement pond.
Yeah. Cinderella story.
Yeah, Cinderella story. Coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Stuff out here. Yeah, pond be good for you.
Dude, somebody just texted I throw my Jack and Dan sweatshirt on every year and say that I'm a regular. Dude, Jack and Dan's is in Spokane.
There you go.
That's the Gonzaga bar.
There you go.
GU, what up?
Mm.
Ooh, put a sock over my shoe. That's a good idea.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Not the first time you put a sock over something.
Yeah. Yeah. Might ruin the sock, though. Still going to ruin the sock.
Another way to do it.
I don't do that. I do not know what you are talking about. Well, I do know what you are talking about. I do know what you're talking about, and I do not live in that world. Sorry. All things taken care of on this side of the Formica table. Look at both of you. Can't even hold it together. No. I thought you guys were professionals.
I didn't make the sock joke.
Russ,
it wasn't me this time.
Russ broke me.
It wasn't me this time.
What is wrong with you guys?
Where do we start?
Makes me sick just being around.
I would say somebody asked about favorite Halloween costumes. I know we're up against it, but it's easy for me. When I was a little kid, my mom made me like from scratch a Ninja Turtles costume, and it was a pullover like shell, like it was a full on like stitched shell that like had the breastplate and shell on the back, and then I had the green body paint and sleeves and bandana and did all that thing. That was the best.
As a kid, mine was my dad did Two-Face, Tommy Lee Jones Batman.
Yeah. Heavy makeup job?
Heavy makeup job, the hair, everything. That was really, really fun. College was Anthony Kiedis.
There you go.
A wig and three socks and 60 pounds lighter. You don't want that now.
Well, ankle socks.
Let me tell
socks.
You what. You do not want that now.
Ankle socks.
They were tube socks. They were tube socks. All right. Final consultation. That is final consultation. Do it every single Tuesday.
Free consultation.
Free consultation. Thank you. Free consultation every Tuesday.
I keep making it
at 12:15 because I was thinking about closing arguments. Final. See where I got messed up there?
I got you.
Closing arguments is next. This is 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Send you on your way shortly. This is Closing Arguments. We'll finish up your day here. Thanks for joining us today. Get back into an interesting nugget from the Blazer game last night. Mm. I don't quite understand this, so I'll need to be a little enlightened.
Yes.
There are some potential ideas that Donovan Clingan had a great game last night because he kind of took it personally playing against DeAndre Ayton.
I don't think he took it personally in a negative way, but like going at his guy.
But Ayton had some interesting comments after the game, and these are them.
Nah, they definitely was talking crap to me the whole time.
You know, we definitely had to embrace it and take it to the chin a little bit. You know, Danny, Javier, everything, every shot he made, he just kept rubbing it in. But yeah, I love that they played hard though.
And that's kind of the phrase now. Are we talking trash defense?
Yeah.
Is that what these guys are now? Is it talking trash defense?
Yes. Yeah. Good. Awesome. And I don't think DA was saying that, like, I know what DA's reputation is. they loved him in that locker room. And the reason why he's kind of, you can kind of hear him smiling in that, DA talked a whole lot of junk.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just, you know, giving it back to him. They love him. But that's when
which is funny because us as Blazer fans did not love DeAndre Ayton.
I was in the locker room with DA. Like, he's a big goofy kid, and guys loved him. And
I like goofy people.
Yeah, he would definitely chirp guys. But this is what you do when they're on the other side of the line.
Yeah,
you chirp them right back.
And I think it was great though too that at the end he's like, "I love that they play hard."
Yeah, no, he's.
That was a little nugget there at the end.
Yeah, that is not DA being salty about it.
Well, if you can currently lead the league in steals and steals per 100 possessions, that's you get to talk trash.
Yeah, no, that's what.
Imagine if shots start falling.
That's what I keep trying to say.
If shots start falling,
and again, I don't think they're going to go out there and win 50 games, but they can be in every game every night.
Look, this guy had a great night last night.
The 7-foot kid that strokes it with the acne on his back.
Could the Blazers go get Lauri Markkanen?
It's going to be pricey.
How pricey is pricey?
Real pricey.
Like Milwaukee Bucks picks pricey?
Yeah. Yeah. But Lowry's a good player. He's a real good player. But he's also on that expensive deal now, so his value scaling comes down a little bit because he got paid in the offseason.
That's the kind of guy I think you should go get.
For sure. For sure. So, not he's a different kind of guy, though. He's not your number
DeAndre Ayton?
No, Lowry.
Yeah, that's why I think it would work best for it.
Well, no, I'm saying like he's not your number one scorer. He's not your on-ball guy. He's a really, really, really unique player. He can score. There's no doubt about it.
But that's what I'm asking. Maybe the off-ball player is what is needed.
Could be.
You know?
Could be.
No. Yeah.
And Lord knows Blazers love having another 7-footer.
Are you getting into action tonight?
No. I have a million things to do, and this is one of the only days that I have off. Apparently, the NBA decided we're going to play Monday and Wednesday for the Blazers every week this year. I looked at my schedule and I went, why are there no Tuesday or Thursday night games? Why? So I literally have a game, I think, 7 straight weeks on Wednesday. I'm like, this is weird because that's usually when I run a bunch of errands. I go grocery shopping. I clean up around the house. Like, so my whole schedule's just blown up. I know, woe's me. But yeah, no, Tuesday's like the weird day that I have to go do a million things.
I might catch a little James Madison at Texas State.
Will I have it on in the background? Yes. Will I be locked in? Absolutely not.
Do a little scouting of James Madison because they're going to take on the Cougs here not too long. Is it in 2 weeks? Tis not. It's at the end of the year, near the end of the year. I'm a little intrigued by that.
So, yeah. We'll see.
The fighting Cignettis. But UTEP Kennesaw State doesn't do it for you?
Nope.
Oh, guess what that means?
Mm.
18 innings of baseball, baby.
Oh, God. That's right. I will be not locked into, but certainly paying attention to that.
Look, man, that's the greatest part about baseball. Mm. You don't have to lock in on it. Like, I love baseball. I'm a nerd, so I will be locked in on it. But you don't have to be. And I think that's the best part about it.
It's a talking game.
Is that you can kind of just chill there, and when you hear that sound off the bat, then you know it's something's up. Yeah. What could Shohei do tonight to disappoint you? What if he throws 2 innings and has 4 Ks? Would you call him a bum?
Probably. Couldn't even get through the lineup twice. Come on now. Come on now.
You suck, dude.
Come on now.
How roughed up did he get?
Yeah.
5 runs. 5 runs, 2 innings,
bum.
3 Ks, and a double play.
Bum. No longer the GOAT. You're out, dude. Benched. Got to kick him off the tour.
Worst playoff performance I've ever seen.
Nobody likes you anyway. Will Smith was the MVP the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Scooby-Doo moment. Yeah. Let's see who's really behind this mask.
Will Smith! It's actually Will Smith singing, you know, Get Jiggy With It.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's the wrong Will Smith.
Will Smith getting jiggy with it. Mm. Where's Will Smith in the pantheon of rappers?
I mean, he's
Cuba Cubar. I just bite it. It's for the look. I don't light it.
Yeah, are we talking in terms of success or like good stuff?
He's talent.
I mean, he's pretty high up there because he's like
talent.
How many more successful clean rappers have there ever been?
Dude, Kim Kardashian is extremely successful. There ain't a lot of talent there.
No.
Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. Mm. Nice little show today in the books.
On the YouTubes, the only way Shohei could disappoint me is if he took my mom out for a nice seafood dinner and never called her back.
Dude, I'd even let her take her out for a dinner and not call her back.
Right? Shohei.
Shohei.
As long as you pick up the tab, dog.
All right, that'll do it for us. Stuck's Insider is next. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. like we always are. For Danny Meringue, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.